From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Former Governor Charlie Crist has filed the paperwork necessary to officially qualify to run again for his old job. The former Republican governor is campaigning as a Democrat this time around. And yesterday in Tallahassee, he discussed his vision for education in Florida with a group of public school teachers. Crist says that although current Governor Rick Scott signed a $77 billion budget, not enough money is being spent on public education.
Rick Scott and his friends are funding education less per pupil than I did when I was governor, to the tune of almost $200 less, even though they have that much more money.
Crist says he changed all of the education policies put in place since Scott replaced him in 2011. Meanwhile, the college tuition bill that the governor signed just last week garnered the most attention for granting in-state tuition rates to undocumented immigrants. But the same bill also had a provision that lowers the expense of prepaid tuition plans. Those programs allow families to pay years in advance and lock in the costs of sending their kids to state colleges or universities. Florida prepaid spokeswoman Shannon Colavecchio says more students will graduate college as a result.
When students have a savings plan for their college, not only are they far more likely to go to college, but they're also far more likely to actually graduate. The burden of debt is a huge factor in graduation.
Under the new law, the price of a four-year college degree for kids born this year could drop from about $54,000 to about $35,000, lowering monthly payments by about $100 per month. An analysis of the bill done by legislative staffers states that about 26,000 Florida families will also be entitled to around $50 million in refunds. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's Paul Leary.